How would you like to hear from podcast booking agency owners on their best tips to get booked, get visible, and gain more traction from podcast guesting? Today, I share two tips from five different agency owners, including why you need to up your video game, a cocktail party strategy, how to tailor your talk, and tips on hiring an agency. So let's dive in and I'll share all the goods. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. And I want to focus on podcast guesting today because I find the industry right now is really focused on podcast hosts and getting them to grow the show. And I feel like not enough attention, truthfully, is really put on those that are guesting on the shows and how to optimize it, how to show up, how to leverage it, your talks. There's so many aspects to guesting on a show. You don't just, you know, show up and people ask you questions and then go off and then expect to get leads and clients. You do need to up your game and make sure that you're leveraging everything that you can. So on this show, I've had the pleasure of interviewing a number of podcast booking agencies and the owners and have gleaned some really good tips from them. I mean, think about it. They are in the trenches. They are pitching. They are getting people booked. They are looking at their one sheets, at their talks, at how they're getting ROI out of those shows that they're guesting on. So in booking, you know, hundreds of different people on thousands of different episodes and shows, they know what works and what doesn't. So I've looked back at my past episodes and gleaned some of my favorite tips from some of the top podcast booking agencies. So let's dive in. You may have heard of Interview Valet, and Tom Schwab, the owner, was on my show. And he's such a great leader in the space. He does different articles, master classes, talks about the industry in general. So he's a huge icon. And one of the takeaways that I got from the episode that he guested on, and I'll put those links in the show notes as well, guys, so that you can tap into the whole episode of these podcast booking agency owners. So he said, how you show up on podcast interviews now as a guest matters. So think about, you know, pre-COVID, right? One out of five podcasts used video before COVID, and then 75% now is using video. So that's a huge growth. And YouTube, as you know, is one of the biggest search engines for podcasts even. So it changes how you show up. You want to look professional, Tom says. You want to look good. You want to have the professional microphone. You want to have the right camera, the right lighting. I just looked directly in my light. I probably should have done that. You want to have the right background, the right, you know, professional attire. You know, if you don't look good or sound good, you just killed your credibility. That was a huge quote from Tom. I loved that takeaway. So think about how you're showing up. Another tip from Tom was about setting the right goal. You know, gone are the days where your goal is to guest on a podcast and that's it. He says you want to connect with the host, promote the episode, build a relationship with the host, be a gracious guest, and show up, as I mentioned, professional, looking good and sounding good. So growing your brand and business should be the goal. And when you think about it, you know, quite often the host that you are chatting to, the show that you're on, should have a similar audience to yours. So why wouldn't you want to build a relationship with them? Because they then will promote you more and think about the referrals and collaborations and all that good stuff. So thinking about your goal, and that should be building your brand and your business through podcast guesting, of course. Now I'm going to switch gears. One of the guys I had a chat with from Law Pods is in, you know, the lawyer space and helping those within that industry. His name is Robert Ingalls. Such a great guy, so easy to talk to. And he has built, you know, his business and started off as podcasting. So he's, you know, been there, done that, obviously, and now is helping others in the law space get on podcasts. And I liked his advice for a couple of reasons. One, I think it lessens the stress and it will help you attract more leads and clients and stand out. So he says, actually, he calls it a cocktail party strategy. So that makes it fun. But he says, don't feel the need to be scripted and polished. I don't know about you, but that's how I felt when I first started guesting on shows. Even when I started my own show, you know, I felt like I had to be a certain way, or, you know, say things a certain way, act a certain way, look a certain way, all that kind of stuff. So he puts it in this perspective. So imagine you are at a networking event, you belly up to the bar, you grab a napkin, you grab a drink, and there's a hot topic and you start talking and you're passionate. Maybe you're waving your hands around and people around you are starting to notice you and kind of like listening in, leaning in, asking questions, and they start getting involved in the conversation. That's the way you want your conversation to go on the podcast that you guest on. You want to talk passionately about what you love and how you help your clients. And you want people to feel like they're listening into that conversation. And you want that authenticity to really come through. And this is what will help you stand out. So show up as you already are. Great advice, right? And it makes it so much easier. The other advice that Robert gave is to narrow down your focus. So sometimes you see podcast guests and they talk about like their area of expertise, but in a really general way. And I actually had to learn this lesson the hard way. I remember guesting on shows when I had my content marketing agency, and I just spoke about, you know, the Cole's Notes of content marketing and what it is and how it'll benefit you. What a snooze fest. It was so boring and I wasn't getting booked and I wasn't getting traction. It wasn't until, like Robert says, niche down your topic and niche down your focus. He's benefited from it, obviously, with his business, focusing it on lawyers getting booked on podcasts, but it gives you a competitive edge, he says, helps you build a network and facilitates growth. So for instance, with your talk topics, you know, if you talk again, like I said, talk about Facebook ads, content marketing in a general way, you're just going to get lost in the sea of episodes. You won't stand out. But if you talk about Facebook ads that help podcasters build an audience, that speaks to a very specific group. And I'm assuming then that would be your ideal client. And that's what will help you stand out. So yes, niching down in your business, agreed. And that's exactly what Robert did, but also niching down in your talk topics and like who you're speaking to. So not long ago, I also chatted with Anastasia Lipsky, and she works with people like getting booked on stages, but also getting booked on shows. So that was kind of a unique skill set that she has, because speaking on stage obviously is a lot like speaking on a virtual stage with podcasts. And she kind of just has a unique perspective that I love. And the advice that she gave, especially when you're a podcast guest wanting to get on more shows, but also wanting to step into that virtual stage or even, you know, getting on an actual stage at an actual event, she says, embrace the identity of a speaker. So what she means by that is let speaking be part of your language. So get used to saying that you're a guest expert, that you're a speaker. You want your name to be synonymous with speaker. So even like in your social media profiles, on your website, on your one sheet, on your speaker page. And so publishing also those podcasts that you guest on helps that, right? So when you publish it on your website as a blog post or show it on your media page, the more people will see your name and guesting on podcasts and speaking. So the more that happens, you gain more credibility, but you also gain more opportunities to get on stages, to get on other podcasts. So, double win there, obviously. She also shared a really good tip about one sheets. And this made me look at my one sheet a little bit differently. And hashtag guilty, I probably still need to update it. But she said a common mistake that guests make on their one sheet is at that very top piece of real estate in that top banner that they put like in big bold letters, their name. Where really you shouldn't be focusing on your name, but focusing on the results that you give because of your talk. So focusing on like your voice, your mission, what it is that you do, what it is that you solve. So almost like a tagline. And which makes total sense. And then underneath it, you know, put your name. And then have a couple of little tips that she says is include an image of you on there and try to stick to one page. Going to two pages is okay, especially if you're having your interview questions on there to help the host, but definitely do not go over two pages. So there's some hot tips for your one sheet. So I better get on mine and start making some changes. Wow, too much of a to-do list, right? Another wonderful woman that I spoke to, Antoniette Rose, she works with Wellness Productions, and she also helps people get on stages. And so I loved her perspective as well. She kind of like will take someone, diamond in the rough, if you will, and really help craft their talk and also help like podcasters craft that talk, not only for being a guest on podcasts, but also crafting that to then be on stage. And so one of the tips that she says is tailor your talk to what people buy. And I have to say, I was kind of guilty of this. She says, people don't buy, you know, the nuts and bolts of a thing, or how did she phrase it? The nuts and bolts of your talk. I can't remember exactly how she phrased it, but she said, I know how she said it. She said, your talk shares like nuts and bolts of like your system or a process or a method. So it's like the nitty gritty, right? But you need to dig into the problem and the solution, because they aren't buying those nuts and bolts. They're buying the solution to that problem that they have, which makes total sense. So just make sure that you're weaving that into your talk. So she says to create a signature talk that reflects your brand and your expertise, but allowing for a little bit more flexibility and variety in your content. So that way, when you're talking to different podcast hosts, that you can tweak it slightly depending on who you're speaking to or kind of like what they're asking, and have a core message. But then again, it's kind of like allowing that flexibility in your talk to adapt to those different audiences and different situations. So she says it's important to know who you're serving, how you can help them transform their lives. And so again, it's like thinking about that transformation versus thinking about the nuts and bolts of your method or system or process. And then when you're pitching to be on a podcast or pitching to speak on stage, focused on the finished product, the result of the talk versus then those technical details. And honestly, even that made me shift and think differently about how I position the talks that I do. I mean, everyone learns every day, always something to learn, and how to frame it, and then even how to talk about those things in a more impactful way so that you attract your ideal client faster. The other advice she gave, which is a common mistake, which I think a lot of guests do, is don't leave the audience hanging. I mean, you give them a great talk, they're hanging on your every word, they're digging what you're saying. And then when your talk is over, you know, you need to tell them what the natural next step is. So that interview in actuality is the first step in the audience's journey. So give them very clear instructions with an easy to remember URL, because you want to convert those listeners to leads. So don't make them search, dig, find, or honestly, they will forget and then they'll move on to another podcast episode. And last but not least, I spoke with a woman, it was probably honestly a year or so ago, and we're still in touch. And her name is Julie Fry with Your Expert Guest. And our angle of our conversation was a little bit different. It was more talking about podcast booking agencies in general, but really important information if you're thinking of hiring a podcast booking agency to get you booked on shows and, you know, get more collaborations, leads, and grow your reach. And so what we talked about was, you know, what to ask a podcast booking agency when you are hiring and how to know when you're ready. So she says, when you are looking for a podcast booking agency, there are certain things that you want to ask. You don't want to hire any booking agency. So ask about their processes for finding your podcasts. Ask them how they prepare you for the shows. Find out what their strategies are. And don't be afraid to ask them to show you their pitch emails and ask who their top clients are. You know, you are investing in their service, so don't be afraid to ask for those things to make sure that they're a right fit for you. Now, how do you know when you're ready? So it can feel, you know, hard about like, when do I pull the trigger? You know, obviously budget is a factor. I mean, that is out there, but there are a few other things that you want to think about that might help you kind of like go over that line to call some podcast booking agencies and hire them. So she says, when you're already in that outsourcing mindset, so sure, you might be a solopreneur, but do you already have a VA? Do you have a marketing team? Do you have a Facebook ad expert? Do you have an OBM? So if you're already in that outsourcing mindset, it might make sense to make this another piece that you outsource. And she also asks about goals. So when it comes to reaching your goals, ask yourself, do you want to invest your time or do you want to invest your money? I think that's a super key question. And the other thing that she says is that, you know, if you've been a podcast guest in the past, have you seen the ROI and you want to take it to like the next level? So you've been on some shows, you're starting to get some traction. You know, maybe you just want to turn up the volume, right? And I think honestly, it's that whole time thing. Do you want to invest your time or do you want to invest your money? And if you're already investing money, let's say you're getting a VA to do the pitching, whatever the other options are, is that working? And if you invested a little bit more, would you be able to speed up the process and get a higher ROI, get on better shows, get on shows that will attract your ideal client? So just kind of like some things to think about before you start hiring a podcast booking agency. So there are some tips from some top podcast booking agencies so that you can up your game when you're guesting on podcasts. And of course, my advice, of course, is to leverage the content so you can boost your authority, get more credibility, share content, and use it to get more leads and clients. I actually had a client last week, and she said that she got another sale from a YouTube short that she used because it had the right content. It featured the right selection that appealed to her audience. It had the right call to action on it. And she got them on the phone and got hired. So your content, you really truly can leverage it to get more leads and clients. Now, I've got a great resource for you where it shares three strategies to leverage and repurpose your guest interviews for leads and clients. And if you go to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest, you can get that free resource. So until next week, have a good one. And I will see you on the next episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you are guesting on podcasts but still feel like the best kept secret and you want to create authority boosting content with ease while attracting leads and clients, then request a free podcast guest leverage audit to transform your results. Head to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest audit.